Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Welcome to our Thursday morning newscast from Marion, Kentucky. The water is starting to recede, thank goodness. We've had a number of refugees here in the community, you might say, over the last several days, as folks have tried to avoid long commutes, staying over where they could, whether they work here or work over in Union County or Webster County. It's been hard to get out of Crittenden County to the north and the east for the last few days, but as we speak, the water is falling out of the Ohio River fairly rapidly. There's a lot of backwater, of course, still to drain out. But yesterday, they opened up the highway there at Sullivan at the Crittenden County-Union County line on US 60. And a lot of happy folks because that route is back open for sure. Last check, Kentucky 365, also known locally as Baker Church Road, still closed due to high water there around Bell's Mines area. I want to remind people too, of course, that Dam 50 Road is closed, but that's not because of high water. It is because of the bridge replacement that's going on there across Crooked Creek. Now, that's going to be a long-term outage. That bridge will not be, the work to replace the bridge will not be complete until sometime in August is what they're projecting. That's going to create a great deal of problems for the folks with campers and boats and such that are trying to get down to the Dam 50 area, which now is known as a Riverview Park. Hauling those recreational vehicles across Amish country is about the only alternative. Going through the Mattoon area and Mount Zion Road is probably the least problematic route to go. There are some other ways to come in there. It might be a tad closer, but Mount Zion is probably wider than most of the roads. We've talked about that before on this newscast, but I want to try to get this out as much as possible because that is a very popular destination for campers down there. Some things going on this week. Crittenden County Fiscal Court will meet this morning in regular session. They talked about this potential for a new tax in order to help pay for the ambulance service. A lot of aging ambulances are creating some problems there, and they need several thousand dollars to get things back on track as far as new equipment. So magistrates had briefly discussed maybe adding a new ambulance tax, and that would free up some other general fund money to help pay for a deficit in the 911 budget. And it looks like they've scrapped that idea. It appears anyway, and we'll know later this morning. Fiscal court starts at 8:30 this morning out at the county office complex. We'll know a little bit more after today, but I am starting to hear a little bit of rumblings that there may be some consideration to raise the occupational tax, which is 0.5% right now, perhaps raising it a bit to generate some more revenue. I don't know if any of you read the Crittenden Press last week. I had an op-ed piece, my column that I run there on the front page periodically. And, it's my opinion that we need to collect the tax money that the counties do now from the current taxes and not allow some people to get by with not paying their fair share. And that's what's happening because the occupational tax is largely a voluntary tax. If you do not fill out a form and send it to the county offices and declare how much profit you made in the year and then pay your taxes on it. There's no policing, virtually no policing. I shouldn't say there's no policing, but virtually no policing of that. You know, if you don't turn it in, you don't pay it. And then the same goes with some of the payroll taxes. You know, there are businesses that come in from outside of this county that are located, headquartered in nearby counties that come in here every day with employees that are work here. And those people are supposed to be paying payroll taxes because they're operating in this county, just like we do here at the Crittenden Press, just like they do at the banks, just like they do at any of the retail stores we have in town, the beauty shops. We need to make sure everybody that owes tax right now is paying it, because it's unfair to those of us who do. And that's my commentary for this morning. And again, I wrote about it. You can read much more about that matter in last week's Crittenden Press if you are so inclined. We're going to take a break for just a moment and be right back with an adoption story.
Hello, friends. This is Shanna down at H&H Home and Hardware, and I want to know if you know what's just as easy as raising 10 chickens. That's right. It's raising 20, so you might as well make it 40. Chicken math is in full swing down at H&H. Live chicks available now, with new breeds arriving every week. So round the kids up, bring them on down, and let's hang out a while. That's H&H Home and Hardware. Right across from Food Giant in the old Shopco building. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 6, and we hope that you'll find us on Facebook and Instagram so that you can keep up with all the exciting things going on.
So I have with me Corey Wheeler, and this week in the Crittenden Press, you'll be able to read her incredible story of adoption through finding her biological parents in the midst of raising her own children. And what an incredible story. Corey, tell us just a little bit, give us just a little preview of what folks can read in the Crittenden Press.
So I was adopted whenever I was really young, and as my dad would say, I was hand chosen. And I went through being pregnant myself and wanting to find out medical information to help my kids. And in that process, I found a biological mother and her family that also care about my kids and myself, and found a biological father a month or so ago. And that's looking pretty promising right now as well. So,
and really, it's just an incredible journey, and we're going to trace it from beginning to end in the newspaper. And thank you for sharing your story.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, there are so many more twists and turns to Corey Wheeler's story. You've got to read it. And again, it's in the Crittenden Press this week. I want to tell you a little bit of early bird news. The Crittenden Press, of course, publishes the early bird and has for more than 40 years. But we are going to take the early bird to the next level. It's getting ready to spread its wings, so to speak, and will be digital. We are going to put this on various online platforms. It's going to be fully electronic. And after next week, there will be no more printed editions of the early bird. It's just time to take that product. It is a marketing and advertising product, and it's time to take it to the digital realm. It's past time, quite honestly. You know, we get stuck in a rut, so to speak, and can't get out of it quick enough sometimes for our own good. But I just think it's going to be a great opportunity for the folks who use the early bird as a vehicle to get their advertising and marketing materials out to people. It's going to be interactive because it will be online. People will be able to track their own analytics from how well their marketing and advertising campaigns go. So just a lot of great opportunities for, I think, the future and what the early bird is going to turn into. So look for that. And if you are interested in being part of that, give us a call at our offices and we will get you hooked up with the new early bird, again, flying to greater heights in the future. Now, I want to tell you about one other road that I left out a bit ago that is back open, and it has been closed for some time, is down in Livingston County. That's a main thoroughfare from Smithland to Grand Rivers. It's Kentucky Highway 453. And it had been closed for a few days as the highway department had changed out a culvert, but it is now open and passable there on Kentucky 453 in Livingston County.
This Livingston County news is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
Something else you'll find in this week's printed edition of the Crittenden Press is a report from the Livingston County Grand Jury, which indicted six individuals last week. Those were Andrew Stewart, Robert Munns, Donna M. Craig, Stuart L. Dickerson, Eric B. Hinchy. Those individuals were indicted by the grand jury last week. Now, grand juries do not determine guilt or innocence. They merely decide if enough evidence exists to continue prosecuting cases as felonies in circuit court. In Crittenden County, there were three indictments from the grand jury last week. Ashlyn Miller was indicted, Devin Eichhoff was indicted, and Marcus Mincer was indicted. And there was one no true bill, and what that means is the grand jury found insufficient evidence to continue prosecution of a crime, an alleged crime, supposedly perpetuated by Lonnie Lee Jr., 21, of Edible. He was originally arrested on suspicion of involvement in a burglary out at Marion Crittenden County Park, but the grand jury found that there was no evidence to support that, and he his case was dismissed. If you want to read about all of these indictments, they're in your Crittenden Press this week. And to close out the news portion, I want to remind everyone that this is Holy Week and Easter is Sunday. Good Friday is tomorrow. A lot of businesses will be closed. And today there'll be many churches around the area celebrating Maundy Thursday. Of course, that commemorates the Last Supper, when Jesus shared his final meal with his disciples. And, of course, that led to the practice of communion that we have today in many of the churches. So, anyway, it's a Holy Week and a big week for Christians, and excited that we're going to be able to celebrate Easter on Sunday. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, the Lady Rockets softball team and baseball team both took one under the chin on Tuesday, and both were district games. The Rockets lost 10-4 in baseball action down at Cade is against Trigg County. Crittenden County's Drake Young led the team with two runs batted in, and Hudson Stokes had three hits and four at bats. The Rocket baseball team is now 5-7 on the season. The Lady Rockets are now 5 and 5 on the season. They're have an even record after losing on the road at Lyon County 5-2 on Tuesday night. Crittenden County just could not catch up with Lyon County pitcher Lily Perry, who threw a four-hitter. Crittenden County got both of its runs on an RBI double by Andrea Federico in the first inning. Otherwise, they were blanked by the Lions. Now, Livingston Central, their softball team, of course, has gone on to win a third straight championship in the All-A Classic. It's the first time a second region team has won three straight championships, and they're going to go back to the state tournament, which will be up in Owensboro. It starts on April 26th. Of course, Livingston Central won the entire tournament last year, so they are the defending Class A state champions. So good luck to the Lady Cardinals as they go to Owensboro. And on the road Tuesday night as well was the Crittenden County track and field team. It was down at Ballard Memorial High School down in La Center. Mary Martinez led the girls' side with a first-place finish in the 1,600-meter run. Crittenden's relay team got second place in 4x800, and Presley Potter tied for third in the high jump. Lakin Gilchrist was fourth in shot put, and Bree McKendry was fifth in the javelin. In the boys' competition, C.J. Nelson captured first place in the 1,600-meter run. River Rogers was second in the 1,600, and the Crittenden County 4x800 relay had a top-three finish. Junior Cowser was fourth in the 200-meter dash, and Gage Markham was fifth in the long jump. You can get all of the results from that meet in next week's Crittenden Press. And if you're looking for some local sports to get out and enjoy this afternoon, the Crittenden County Lady Rocket softball team will be at home against Trigg County. The Livingston County Lady Cardinal softball team will be over at Lyon County in Eddyville. And the Crittenden County baseball team will be at Trigg County for a game. You know, I think I told you that the Rockets' loss on Tuesday was at Cadiz, but that's not right. I had that flip-flopped. They were actually at home on Tuesday night when they lost here at Marion Crittenden County Park, and that's why they will be down at Cadiz to play Trigg County once again on Thursday. Now, on Friday, the high school softball team will be... Oh, let me back up one. Livingston County baseball team will host Lyon County tonight down at Smithland. Tomorrow night, the Crittenden County Lady Rocket softball team will be at Marshall County for the Slugfest. They'll be taking on two really good first region teams, Paducah Tillman and Graves County. And the Livingston County baseball boys will be hosting Madisonville. That's a wrap on today's program. We'll catch you on the other side of the weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.